What's the best thing for you about having a sister?
How she's lovely and beautiful and kind to me.
You're listening to Pop the Kettle On with Nicole Essio and Dr. Rachel Bushing.
Hi, I'm Rach.
And I'm Nicole. Welcome to Pop the Kettle On.
This is the Parenting, Womanhood, Marriage, Baby and Life Review podcast. We dissect the good, the bad and the ugly of family life and have a laugh about how it's depicted in popular culture.
Because it's always tea time.
And if I don't laugh, I'll cry.
Me too. Hey, Rach.
Hey, Nick. How you going?
I'm good. I have coffee that you brought me.
I do. It's Sunday morning.
I know.
Yeah.
This is our first Sunday morning record,
Mother's Day? That was afternoon.
That was afternoon. Because we were so busy having breakfast in bed and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Thank you for this,
You're very welcome.
I'm going to keep slurping as we go along.
I came bearing big-ass coffees.
Yeah.
And a cream bun.
And a cream bun. Yeah. I know. And we are recording at home.
Yeah.
We're recording in the Smalls room.
We are.
And I have not shown them the cream bun because they don't get to have it. You were like, maybe you should let the... No. No. Not happening.
Cream bun is in witness protection.
As well it should be.
Actually, you misread me. I wasn't trying to say, would you like to share it with the kids? I was just pointing out, if we walk in with a suspicious package, what will happen? So let's just be clear that we're not making mention.
Okay,
good. We're smuggling.
Because they were occupied, though, because Small 2 had a birthday yesterday and has, like, all these Pokemon cards that they've got to be sorted. I didn't realize there was a whole sorting situation. So it's very concentrated energy.
This will be required. The next 6 months of your life.
Pretty much.
All about the Pokemon. Thank you, whoever gifted that.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Concentrated Sunday morning effort. Love it. What's happening? How's things?
I don't know. What's happening?
I don't know. This is our last episode of season 2.
It is. Sorry for that inadequate response. That's terrible.
Right. It's okay. That's why I have editing software. I'll make you sound brilliant. It's fine.
Well, I want to say what I was thinking was busy. Yeah. But, you know, I hate that whole, like, busy badge. So
yeah,
the badge of busy.
I saw a tweet this week that Paul showed me. And I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but it said, my whole life is a series of saying things will quiet down next week until I die.
Oh, I saw that shared. I know. I know. Why do we delude ourselves? Like, I know it's manic right now, but it won't always be this way. You know, guess what? You actually have to schedule in downtime, otherwise it doesn't happen.
This is so true. This is very true.
But we had our school fete yesterday. You had a birthday.
I know.
So, you know, things will quieten down.
Once all the birthdays are done.
Yeah. Now we have two birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
Myself and my husband, 5 days apart.
Yeah, wow.
So that's happening. But at least the fete is over.
Yeah.
So at least the newsletters are going to be much shorter.
That's good.
From now on.
We like shorter newsletters.
That's what you want.
Can't keep up with all that stuff.
Correct.
Yeah, Paul came home from birthday dinner last night and went, okay, 4 down, 2 to go.
Oh, God.
Because mine and Big Two's are a week apart as well, 7 days apart. So once ours are done.
Yes.
Yeah, our birthdays are crammed between May and August.
Right.
All 6 of us.
You like the winter.
Yeah, apparently.
My daughter yesterday was complaining about the cold and she's like, why does winter last a whole month?
For all our international listeners, Brisbane is very warm.
I was like, what is the correct answer to this? Because if I say it's 3 months, she's going to wail even louder.
Yeah. Best
if I say, you're lucky, we live in this part of the world, I'm minimising her experience.
Exactly. There's no good response.
No. Suck it up, princess.
So episode 10 of season 2.
Yay!
Huzzah!
High five.
High five. We want to talk about sisters.
Sisters.
Because we have them. We love them. They drive us crazy.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah.
Really. I can say that because I know mine doesn't listen. She's like, I can't listen to podcasts. Like at all. She doesn't listen to any. So I can talk smack about mine.
Awesome. That's so fabulous.
Other people might tell her. But we want to talk about sisters in pop culture and how they're represented and all of the things.
Yeah.
And Rach has notes.
Tribute to sisters. No, I just did a quick Google and four famous sisters.
Ooh. I saw you put a post up on our page.
Yeah.
And you blew my mind with a pair of sisters that I did not realise were sisters.
You blew my mind with two people who I didn't know who they were.
Oh.
Say who they are.
Who did I say?
No, the two who you said. I didn't know they were sisters. And I was like, I didn't know they were people.
Oh, Debbie Allen and Felicia Rashad. So for those who grew up at the similar time at us and had ability to see The Cosby Show, Felicia Rashad was Claire Huxtable.
Right.
The amazing, lawyery, brilliant mother of the Huxtable clan.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to talk about The Cosby Show now, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. Territory. Just go with it.
Yeah. But she was brilliant in that show and is a lovely, wonderful human being from what I understand. And then Debbie Allen, who is also this brilliant woman who I've known for years and years because she's a dancer. So she was on Fame and she's done all sorts of dancey stuff. And now for anyone who's a Grey's Anatomy fan, she's in Grey's Anatomy as Avery's mum. And I had no idea that these two women were related in any way, let alone sisters.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah. So I was very excited about that you showed me.
That is very exciting.
But you had no idea who either of them were.
No.
So did you ever see The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I think maybe I was slightly a little bit young. Showing your age, Nicole.
Oh my god!
Yes, when one says like we're childhood difference of what three years we're apart, I think.
Well, I'll be 42.
Yeah, and I'll be 39.
Yeah,
Where it's like poles apart, like tiny. So I remember being around Cosby Show. I remember watching it, but I don't know if I really got it.
Yeah,
at its kind of height.
Okay, did you get Family Ties? Speaking of
no, similar thing. Yeah,
you missed out. That was gold. That was.
Yeah, I think goals. I've watched that more on repeat, like older, and I've seen bits.
Yeah, it was quite amazing for its time, and you know,
I was probably watching like Punky Brewster.
Oh my god, I love Punky Brewster! 30th anniversary, Blossom. Punky Brewster. Love Blossom. we love the color and the big flowers and the.
So I think I was watching the little girl shows.
Yeah,
maybe I don't know.
They were talking about a Punky remake.
Yeah. Love my Punky. Sister, yes, this is a great sister story. My
Segway.
Older sister. So I have an older and a younger in the first franchise, and then in the second franchise, another sister and brother. Mm-hmm. So my other sister, my half sister, is 20 years younger.
Yes.
So this is my older sister, and so in her school photo, I don't know what year it was. Let's try and think about it. It would have been 1988, something like this, right? Yeah. Peak Punky Brewster time.
Oh yeah.
So her school photo, and the listeners won't be able to see this, but her school photo is her with her mouth open wide in exclamation. And it's because the photographer said to her, say Punky Brewster.
Oh my goodness.
Now, how do you say Punky Brewster?
Will you say Punky Brewster?
Punky Brewster?
Yeah.
Got that photo, goodness. Mama.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, there's a reason why it's cheese, people. Yeah. Cheese. Punky Brewster doesn't end with a smile.
Or at least Punky, you know.
Maybe if you're American, it's Punky Brewster.
Oh.
That's like so even you're worse.
You look like a cat's bum.
I know. I bet that photographer never, like, lived another day in school photo world.
Well, because he didn't get as many orders, clearly. All these kids making these weird faces.
Well, it makes it for a great story.
It does. Yes. I love a good story.
I'm going to have to ask my sister if we can share the Punky Brewster photo.
And Punky didn't have any sisters, but... Alex P. Keaton had a sister.
Right.
And the Cosbys were sisters. There was a few girls in that family. Yeah. Uh-huh. Lots of sisters there.
There you go.
What are famous sisters that you kind of were like, oh.
Would you like to hear what Google said?
What did Google say?
Well, you know what? I actually really, I was struggling with my own brain to find sisters.
Okay.
And funnily enough, when you Google it, it kind of goes, like, there's a couple of things where people have curated lists of, like, famous sisters in pop culture. But there's a lot more that is, like, twins. Or brother-sister combo, or this kind of like weird random stuff. So I was like, yeah, it's, which
actually really annoyed me.
Of course, yes, as it should.
Because two female characters being the central, like, theme is, you know, there's not so much that's been made about it.
Mm-hmm. Failing the Bechdel test.
Yes. So, but I think the number one hit was Frozen.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Did you leave that film and call your sisters?
No.
Okay, I left that film and I called my sister. I was like, I love you.
Aww.
Yeah. And she's like, what are you talking about? I've never seen this film.
Really?
And she has boys, so yes. I don't think she even...
She's still not seen it?
I don't know if she has. I'll have to check.
It's kind of mandatory viewing for human beings as well, isn't it?
Yes.
I think. Frozen's really good.
Yeah.
Were you identifying with Anna or Elsa in this scenario?
Ooh. A little from column A, a little from column B, perhaps. Really? But, I mean, you know, my own personal narrative says I would be the one saving someone. So, mm-hmm. Anna for sure. I know what I think of myself.
Interesting.
Oh, the psychologist in you is doing great, fun things right now.
You know, it is okay to be the, like, horrifying, powerful ice queen.
Mm. Just don't see it as me.
Yeah. I know, it's very cute. And that probably, I remember my twins were like two when that came out.
Wow.
And we went and saw it at the cinema.
Wow.
And they were both obsessed with it and the songs.
Naturally.
But my daughter in particular, that's when the seed of like, I need a sister really started to take hold.
Wow.
Yeah. When I was pregnant with the other one, when she was 2.5, mm-hmm. she was like, it is a girl, mummy.
Oh.
It is girl. And I was like, maybe, I don't know, I'll do my best. She's like, nope, I don't want to hear it. It is girl. Turned out to be a boy. Just if you didn't know. Spoiler
alert.
Turned out to be a boy.
Well, when Big Two found out we were having another one, the small two was going to arrive, he was like,
side eye.
If it's
mum and dad.
I know. If it's another girl, I just don't think I'm going to be that interested.
You guys did so well, by the way. I've told you time and time again, but you've manufactured it so well. You've got the pigeon pair times two.
Which is madness. Mm. So mad.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, only girls or only boys in our family.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how. Mm. Yeah. Well done, Paul.
Well
That's
done.
That's all I can say.
Well done. Tick, tick, tick. Perfect.
But yeah, small two does wish he had a little brother.
Yeah.
A friend of his had a little brother.
Yeah.
And that was like, family goals right
I can
there.
Really see the benefit when you're young, like Anna and Elsa playing all the Frozen stuff and it's like perfect because it's like this built-in friend.
Mm.
And for me growing up without any brothers, I didn't really miss it.
No.
Until we got to the teenage years, I very much felt like I would have benefited from a little bit more male energy in the household.
Mm.
I really wanted a brother with hot friends. I was like, how am I meant to meet boys?
That's always the goal, isn't it?
And my older sister was like, scum, get away, because she was big and had a job and made money and bought clothes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am stealing those clothes.
She oh, see, like, I never was interested in stealing clothes.
Mm.
I never wanted my sister's clothes.
Mm.
We kind of – I think because my sister and I went to two different high schools because they – where we lived, they built a new high school because of obviously growing population for my age group. So
right.
I started in my high school that was kind of local in year eight.
Yeah.
And she was already at the other high school that she had to bus to.
Right.
And they didn't build the high school like 8 to 12. They built it 8.
Started
and then
with 8, yeah.
8, 9 and then 8, 9, 10. So I was always the oldest in my school.
Gotcha.
And
you didn't inherit this like older sister kind of.
No.
Which is weird. Did you get that in primary school? Like, there's always that subtle comparison with the older siblings?
No, well, that kind of. We broke that a little bit as well because we moved from Melbourne to the Gold Coast. And I was in grade 3 in Melbourne. She was in grade 6, which was the last year of school.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved in August. So she came up and they were like, okay, 3 and 6. And mum's like, no. This will not happen. And so pushed up to 4 and 7.
Uh-huh.
So she had like 5 months.
Right.
In grade 7 at the same school as me. And I think I don't even remember seeing her at primary school in Melbourne. Like I don't remember primary school. Yeah. Apart from going to the tuck shop, and my auntie Shill used to work in the tuck shop, and I would get a licorice, one of those red licorices that you could pull, like the string ones. Mm-hmm. I remember that vividly, but it was called a canteen because it was Melbourne, not a tuck shop. And I remember being in grade 3 and having to move classes because our teacher got pregnant with twins. Oh, and God. So they kind of split us all up and divided us because we had smaller classes.
Right.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And cheating for the first and last time on a test. Like vivid memories of going, how do you spell does? Could not remember for the life of me. Couldn't get it to work. Looked over at a mate's paper. Scarred me for life, Rach.
Was it does? Was it does. Definitely does?
Yeah.
How does does work?
Yeah.
Does is tough.
It's a weird word, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go easy on yourself. Does is tricky.
Yeah.
Many, many good people have fallen over does.
But did they then fall over themselves and cheat?
Oh, I think we probably all cheated, didn't we?
I don't know.
I think most children have cheated and everyone's lied and most children have stolen.
Mm. And we should just give ourselves a break.
We should.
You're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I think there's some kind of stats around sort of like everyone lies, right?
That's
done.
Of course.
It's almost kind of like a rite of passage, really. Because pushing the boundaries, like, of course everyone wants to steal. Mm. And when you're young, you're kind of like, ethics, hello, I want this thing.
Yeah.
I wanted my sister's wardrobe.
So in you went. And it was right there.
I can justify it to this day. She was a bitch and I was taking those shoes.
So that was the other thing. Anyway. His shoe size was like two sizes bigger than mine.
Did you even have a sister? I mean, like... Although I always, I'm going to bring it back to Frozen, because I had an experience of always living in my sister's shadow, I felt.
Right.
And like growing up in school, I always yes. felt like it was kind of like, oh, you're Jodie's sister.
Yep.
All the time. Yep. And I don't feel so much like my younger sister got that as much. Although maybe she got the kind of like, you're another one of those Wagner girls.
But maybe her experience, I mean, have you talked to her about that? Because maybe her experience was, ugh, I was Rachel's sister.
No, she loved me.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, no, I made her. I babied her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Forced that attachment relationship.
I said, you will be mine. And I gave her my stuff when we hit the teenage years.
Aww.
I gave her my ID to take to clubs.
Nice. Because you went, I will not do the thing that was done to me.
I don't know, maybe. I think I just like grew up wanting a doll and she was like a little baby, a warm doll.
Yeah.
So I just treated her like my doll.
That's adorable.
So we were incredibly close.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Okay, did I cry at the end of Frozen? No. Didn't really remind me of my sisters. Although it is a really lovely kind of like that just the – I love Frozen too. What I do love about it is they use it for an allegory for anxiety a lot.
Right.
That the fear of the fear is what makes it grow stronger.
Amazing.
Yeah, if you want to get like –
it's a therapeutic angle to it.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes a lot of sense because she does. That's what.
Yes. So I think at the end when she's kind of like, love will thaw.
Yeah.
I think that was more the kind of moment for me than, of course, it comes from sister's love.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like Elsa learns to have unconditional acceptance because her sister is unconditionally accepting of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that could have come from any other relationship. It just happened to come from her sister in this instance. Is that what you're...
But it's also because, like, when the trolls took away the memory, they took away the memory of magic, but they didn't take away the memory of the love.
I know.
So she, like, her sister was horrible to her, but she still remembered the love.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Maybe it's so beautiful.
Maybe I do want to cry a little bit.
But also, it was such a departure for Disney. And that was, I think, why it made such a huge impact as well, is that it's not that romantic love that will save you.
Yeah.
It's actually that unconditional accepting love, you know, and you can get that in lots of different ways and it doesn't have to be attached to someone of the opposite gender, which is what, you know, Disney has done forever and a day.
Totally, because she's in that, like, snowstorm at the end and she's looking at the, what's his name? The dude. Who cares?
Ugh.
He's all right. What's his name?
I don't know, Sven.
No, that's the
good dude.
That's the reindeer.
No, the reindeer.
The donkey.
Kristoff.
Kristoff.
Ah, it's because Olaf called him Sven.
That's right. I get confused.
Yes. The kids for the longest time were like, no, his name is Sven. I'm like, it's not. It's Kristoff.
Kristoff.
Anyway, and she's in the snowstorm and she sees Kristoff and she sees Elsa and she sees Kristoff and she sees Elsa. And Kristoff is the represents true love and she can save herself. And then Elsa is going to get executed. So she runs to Elsa and saves her.
I know. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And I cried and I rang my sister.
Aww. So lovely.
But I love that representation of what sister love can do. Mm. I love the movie Sisters. Have you seen the movie Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler?
Yes.
That's beautiful sister love.
I know.
Interesting sister dynamic there as well. I mean, it's interesting the way that sisters are represented on screen in pop culture as well. There's either this kind of savior mess kind of trope, or there's this, you know, competitive bitchiness kind of thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Why do we do that?
Yeah, and now that you say it, it's like this sisters as polar opposites as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Because my memory of Sisters, I haven't seen it for a few years, but I really liked it.
Yeah.
I feel as though they're playing alternate type, because I see like Tina Fey as being more the kind of like uptight and strict one.
Yeah.
And she's in this movie, she's kind of like the let it all loose, let it hang out kind of one. Mm-hmm. And then Amy Poehler, who I see as being someone who's a bit more loose, is kind of like Miss Rules and all of that stuff.
I know, I agree.
Yeah. So I feel like they did that purposefully. They were like, I want to play against type. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it is. Yeah. God, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe there's no drama in just sisters who are very similar and get along. But it kind of plays into that whole narrative of, like, two females must be in competition.
Yes. That's what drives me bonkers, right? Because that's not, absolutely not true.
And it's always the straight-laced one and then, like, the crazy one.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, sometimes when I was going through like the listicles, it was sometimes in romantic comedies, you've got like the main female protagonist kind of love interest woman, and then sometimes the like kooky sidekick is the sister.
Yep.
And so sometimes it's like the strict sidekick too, it's the sister.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, which is nice. I mean, I will, if I were starring in my own romantic comedy
tell.
Which I would not be because it would be called After the Credits Roll.
TM.
One woman's struggle to find love within love.
Indeed.
I shouldn't say find. Continue to nurture the love within love.
Mm.
My best friend is my sister,
mm-hmm.
this current point in time.
Yep.
She's the person who, my husband's first on the list,
yep.
but she's like second on the list. Who's the person I have to call? Who's the one I'm going to send the photo to? Who's the who's the thing? Who's the what'sy?
Yeah.
And we often fantasize about running away together.
That's really sweet.
I just feel like we'd make the perfect marriage sometimes. which is funny, like before we hit record, we were talking about how interesting it is how those relationships mesh and change over time and that it's so common that you're like in competition and fighting with your siblings when you're younger and then they become your besties when you grow up.
Yeah.
Because they just have so much of that kind of, you know, information and memories and like
institutional memory.
Institutional memory.
Yep.
Yeah. That kind of goes through into that adult relationship.
And that's what I always say, because we were talking before we hit record about, you know, the relationships that our own kids have. And I always say to, particularly to big one and big two, you are the only people who understand what it's like to live with these crazy parents that you have, and you're going to need to have times when you complain about us bitterly without judgment.
Mm.
And if you said that to anyone else in the world, they'd go, my God, you hate your parents. But to each other, you can say these things and they go, yeah, totes, understand. So you need those kind of things.
You do.
And so it's lovely that you have number one and two on your list to be able to do that with.
And then my half-sister, I make her be my manservant once a week. So that's good fun too.
Girl Friday.
Yeah. Layla comes and helps me out at the clinic and brings me food. We have dinner. We have a chat.
It's very cool.
Yeah. It's very cool having a sister who's 20 years younger because she's at the height of her, you know, like going out clubbing and I'm so hungover today.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm so tired because I got woken up by a crazy, like, you know, I want to be up before the dawn and stare at you. This morning, my 4-year-old was just like staring at me and just like stroking my face. And I'm like, can you just sleep? And he's like, I bored. And I'm like, why is my face the most interesting thing in the world to you?
Love that.
I know.
See, brilliant, but also no.
I know. I was woke up to be... You know what? That'll be gone.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He has this thing in particular. He likes to stroke this little mole on my face. It's like his little, he's like my mole.
Oh.
I know. He's not always going to do that, is he?
No, he's not. Oh. But it, that's the thing. You, in the moment, it's hard. It's hard in the moment when it's before the dawn, as a good friend of mine always said, before sparrow fart. Mm-hmm. And you,
have you heard a sparrow fart yet?
Yeah. And, you know, I think if I'm woken up before six, mm. I am inhuman. Mm. I am not my right self.
Me too.
If it's before 6 a.m., do not come to me. That's why Paul gets up with the smalls, because he knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since I stopped breastfeeding number two, I don't wake up in the night anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I don't wake up. It's not that bizarre thing when, you know, how you kind of pretend you're asleep and you pretend the other person pretends they're asleep.
Never.
And you're trying to, and you're trying to like fight it out to who could pretend best.
Yes.
I totally did that. I will admit it. But now I actually don't wake up.
Mm.
So, and Paul's is like closest to the door. So they come straight to him. And they also know he's better in the night. Like, you wake me up, I'm grumpy and horrible.
Yeah.
And you wake Paul up and he's like, what do you need?
Oh, I think my husband and I are both like, do not disturb at night people. Like, we're not morning people, either.
Is this
of
the
us.
Stuff you need to work out before you get married?
Yeah, totally.
You should, shouldn't you? This is like, should be on a quiz.
First date quiz. Morning person or night person.
We've run out of sister territory again.
Yeah, anyway. Off on a tangent. All right, so us.
Always off on a tangent.
Sisters, very cute and nostalgic, and it's great. They decide to have like a house party, and it's awesome. And I kind of want to have a house party.
Right?
Yeah.
The last house party I had was my 16th birthday, and it was a red cordial party because no alcohol at my house.
I love it. Were your parents away?
No.
Oh, Nicole.
Oh, as if I would ever do that.
You disappoint me.
But yeah, I think that would be fun.
Did you go to other people's house parties when their parents were away?
No one's parents were ever away. There were some who were permissive and would let everybody drink.
Gotcha.
And there were others who, like my parents or my mum, who was like, you are underage. Mm. That is the rule.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went to a party in my teenage years when my mother was away and my father was there looking after us.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home from said party vomiting spaghetti bolognese all over the tiles.
Ooh. Pleasant. That'll be charming coming up.
It was lovely.
But I love this idea in sisters, particularly, that there's a party mum, that there's somebody who stays reasonably sober and looks after stuff and looks after people. She's the one who holds everybody's hair back.
Yes.
I just love that concept.
Yes.
But that sister relationship in that film is really quite lovely. Mm. And there is that kind of antagonistic, you know, you've got it together, you've completely got a mess on your hands.
Mm.
But there is still that underlying just deep love.
For sure. And because they're masters, they start with the trope and then they evolve the trope.
Exactly. And is that, I mean, in your clinical experience, is that sister relationship most often helpful, or are there some circumstances in which people are just unable to maintain those kind of relationships?
I think my general comment would be that because of that shared history, because you see your sister and automatically it links to kind of like this entire kind of back history of who I was and what our family was like and all of that, my sense is that it depends how resolved you are about all that stuff.
Yep.
Because I think that it's triggering.
Yes.
And the trigger can be a bonding trigger or it can be a real like traumatizing trigger. Like, I can't, I'm repulsed. I must be away.
Because you saw
I'm anti-bonded.
You see that person and the whole back catalogue plays.
I think so.
Gotcha.
Yes, yes. So in truth, I have the other sister in my life is more of that stripe.
Yes.
It's like as adults, we struggle to find common ground that isn't falling into some kind of like a landmine of kind of,
Which is that. The opposite of how you were growing up.
Yeah.
Mm, isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. But probably, let's do some self-psychology.
Go on.
Probably springs from the same place.
Yeah.
It's probably because we were so close and there's more history and there's just more there's more opportunity for baggage, maybe.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I don't know. I think, I don't know, it's so complicated. It's family dynamics, isn't it?
I know. And the interesting thing is with family dynamics, sometimes one is treated slightly differently than the other, particularly age things, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And so those kind of bits of baggage as well, mum and dad, never blah, 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 you, or, you know, that kind of stuff can always fit into those things as
I feel like that's what it is in my family for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like myself and my older sister are close because we've had conversations about that.
Yeah.
And we've made peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've had explicit conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
to the fact I can now talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah,
and say
there
she's
you go.
A bitch to me.
But you love her, so that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We had, like, my sister and I were really close little, and then I think because of that high school thing and she grew up and she wanted to have her own thing and she did have her own thing. We were quite separate, but I was always the puppy following along, wanting to be loved. And, you know, in those teenage years where, you know, her boyfriend would come and throw rocks at the window and try and wake her up and
I
get a little...
So John Hughes, I love it.
Oh, it was.
Was it an upstairs window?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I'm just going to imagine that it was.
Okay.
And there was a tree growing outside and they could climb the tree. And
there was a pool fence and if she didn't wake up, he'd throw rocks at my window and I'd let him in. You know,
I loved it.
We call it the midnight runner. Which, you know, I kept these secrets all these years and then she went and blabbed everything to mum. Like, dude, I was keeping all of the stuff. Because, you know, that was so important to me to maintain that sisterly, like the SIB code, I call it in our family.
Yeah.
Our kids have what they call, you know, the SIB code. Mm. And you do not break the SIB code unless someone is in trouble or hurt.
I love that.
Mm.
So as a parent, you're respectful of the SIB code.
Yeah, very
much
so.
You're totally open for the idea that the kids can conspire against you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
In a secret plot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of bonding together.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. Because that's... really important that they
have.
How'd
you come up with that?
I don't know. It's been going for ages, though, since Bigs were kind of small age, I guess. Yeah. So Smalls are 9 and 7 now. This is the really interesting thing. In September, we are back to where we were before we started again.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
So, totally.
Yeah, 9 and 7, the Bigs were, when we got pregnant with small one.
Time to get your ovaries out of the closet again. Yes.
No, the ovaries can come out completely, as far as I'm concerned.
round three.
But it's really interesting to kind of see, yeah, back to there and appreciating the Smalls in this kind of maturing space. And, you know, like, it's really lovely to watch again because we, you know, we went back to the start, whereas now we're appreciating it. But yeah, the SIB code was probably from about that age, I think, when we said we were pregnant, and they were, I think they kind of got to this idea that they had to look after each other.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're not going to pay as much attention to us anymore.
Yeah.
They had a conversation, the two of them, about this.
Oh, God. Love it.
We're not going to be as important anymore.
Yes.
So we're going to have to look after each other.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
And I think that the SIB code was kind of born then. I mean, it got named later on as a SIB code.
For sure. But it's magic because it's what we were just talking about with the competitiveness and the kind of who prefers who and all of that stuff is about what drives siblings apart.
Mm.
And I think that you're kind of like trying to plant these seeds of what you want as they grow up, which is kind of like there's something that we share in common, which is like that bonds us together.
Yeah.
I think it also takes a really mature parent to, like I say, be kind of like, you guys are a thing separate from us.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that and I'll keep my nose out of it.
Oh, I still want my nose in it.
But you don't force your nose in, which is amazing. Take the compliment.
Thank you, Dylan. But yeah, the SIB code has been broken a couple of times just for, you know, when someone was in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And I think that's...
You have caveats around confidentiality.
Absolutely.
Duty of care caveats?
Yes, wonderful. Duty of care caveats.
I've got like a...
Mandatory reporting caveats.
I've got a template I can give you if you'd like.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Just present it to them. These are the bounds of the SIM
the SIM code. But they kind of came up with that, you know, themselves as well,
that's
realizing
amazing.
That there were times when they needed to break it. But
one of my favorite things in the world, I have two boys, one girl.
Yep.
Like I said, I disappointed her. But one of my very favorite things, and it doesn't really happen too often, but I love it when one of them comes home from school with a problem
yep.
and the other one goes, I had a problem like that a year ago, and this is what happened, and this is what I did, and, oh, what about Mrs. Such and Such? And you just see them, like, jumping in and offering advice and solving each other's problems.
That is so beautiful.
I know. It's really lovely.
Parent goals right there.
Yeah. Yes.
But they care enough to want to help each other.
Our job is to make ourselves redundant.
Yes. Yeah. Well, absolutely, right?
Yes.
Because we will be.
Thanks, death.
Yeah, wonderful. I know. You don't like to talk about it. Sorry. That's the other – when we were talking earlier about before we recorded about how we kind of fostered this tight relationship with the kids, and that was the same thing. There was a classic nanny line, you know, from that the show The Nanny.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you guys have to be nice to each other. And he goes, well, just because we're brother and sister. And she's like, no, because one day you're going to – your parents going to get old and you're going to want them to live with her. We always say that. You guys are going to have to work out the nursing home situation. And
that's why you don't want to be the favourite.
No.
Thank you very much.
No. Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
Strive to be the non-favourite.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. But, yeah.
How are we going for time, darling?
I think we're probably way over time.
The coffee's kicking in.
The coffee is kicking
in. Well, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot about Frozen and sisters, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a few other ones that have on my list?
Yes,
we'll just
please.
Do like a quick fire, right?
Go on.
Charmed.
Charmed.
The Power of Three.
Oh, yeah. I never got into Charmed.
Oh.
That was probably beyond my time, but yes.
Yeah, I think probably in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Yes. Three Witches.
Yeah.
Me and my sisters actually did do a bit of a, like, The Power of Three.
Nice.
Catch up for coffee and say, The Power of Three.
Oh,
and then they had to get rid of Shannon Doherty for whatever reason, and they replaced her with Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
So there were actually four sisters. But anyway.
And Practical Magic was similar, wasn't it? Wasn't that three sisters?
Or two.
Two sisters. Okay, never mind.
Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman.
Ah. Never seen it.
Yeah, okay. So sisters, when they're getting along, can be magical.
Yes.
Is what we've learned.
Yes. That's very true. I love mine.
All right. Now, Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Sansa and Arya.
Right.
Sisters.
These are two people who are sisters.
Oh, Nicole, get with the program. Moving on. Nicole, get a life.
Yes, I have. That's why I don't want to see people.
Sansa and Arya are the Starks. Do you know who they are? Of Winterfell, of the North.
Yeah.
Do you know Jon Snow?
I know. I know some things. I've watched an episode.
They're in that clan.
Right.
Anyway, they have a very nice kind of character arc. And they are the polar opposites.
Interesting.
Who still bond together.
There you go.
Yes.
Do you think there's like a yin and yang thing that we think sisters are?
Yeah.
That they are
two halves of the same whole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
interesting.
I think so. Just don't have three. Then
no.
You ruin your analogy. Speaking of opposites, a League of Their Own.
Oh,
she's clutching her heart.
Oh my god, I love that film so much.
Her heart.
I love that so much.
Do you remember the name of the what's it?
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis. And she was in everything.
Laurie Petty. No. Oh, you mean Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell?
No, the sister one.
Yeah, was it Laurie Petty? I don't know. Anyway. The one with the big eyes, whose name was Kit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Anyway, Dottie
and Kit. And Kit.
Yes, very much opposites as well.
Yes.
Awesome. I listened to a podcast with Gina Davis recently. She was on the one I've listened to for ages called Stuff Mom Never Told You.
Loved it.
It was like a long-form live interview about all of her stuff with the
Gina Davis Media Institute.
Exactly, correct. Mm-hmm. And she was sharing memories of working on Thelma and Louise and A League of Their Own.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, memories.
I have to listen to that.
Yeah, and she was like, I didn't realise I was in this like height of like female-led stories. And I was like, where's the modern day League of Their Own?
Honestly, that film is so beautiful.
I know, it's gorgeous. Isn't
so
it?
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
I watched it. Did we watch it with the bigs? It was like a couple of months ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I must.
Love that film.
I love her.
Yeah, I know. She is a queen.
I love it. Is Laurie Petty, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, I've got that in my head, but I know
you're
talking about.
Sorry, I've put it in your
head. She was in that Tank Girl, and she was in like Point Break, and anyway.
Yeah. You'll find it as you talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go in for things like Little Women.
Oh, classic.
Never got into it.
Okay.
I tried to read the book a handful of times and it was just like, maybe I was too female heavy in my youth, and maybe. I just didn't. I was like, nah, what's the deal here? We're a bunch of sisters. But anyway, It is Laurie Petty. Yeah. I do understand that a lot of people love Little Women and feel very strongly about it.
Yes, they do.
Is the chick called Jo? Is this correct?
There's a whole Jo situation.
I have seen the movie, I think.
Yeah. Which one? They've done a few.
No, I've seen the Winona Ryder.
Yep.
I don't think I have. Speaking of, and in the same vein, and I put it in the same kind of category, Pride and Prejudice.
Sisters. Yeah. There's a beautiful kind of Elizabeth Jane dynamic as the older two. It's really quite lovely.
Yeah. They're not kind of frenemy opposites,
no,
are they?
They're just kind of friends.
Yeah.
And in the Keira Knightley version, it's quite lovely the way that she says, if only I were as, you know, as good as you, I would have a man as good as yours, kind of thing. The way that she appreciates her, the goodness in her sister. It's really lovely.
That's very sweet. Yeah, did she die?
No. No one dies.
Someone dies in The Little Women, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
The good one. The pure
one.
And holy one.
The pure and holy one.
See, I've conflated these two stories together.
But yeah.
Be a sister, don't be good, you'll die.
This is a good tip.
All right. And then that's pretty much it. Mm. But I wanted to also share you, because the listicles got me onto another topic, which was just basically sisters in popular culture, not in film.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Kardashians.
Oh, no, we didn't even get there.
Now, having said that, I don't know how I've watched Kardashians, but I've seen episodes and I can't even tell you where or how, because I don't even have always actually been impressed by how the sisters get along.
Yeah.
Because they fight and they fart on each other's face.
Yeah.
and they argue about stuff and they, I think, out of everything, I think the sibling relationship is well portrayed.
Yeah.
In the Kardashians.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of them's best friend went off with the other one's baby daddy and now she's cut out and the sisters are solid again. Like.
Anyway, moving on. I know how you feel about the Kardashians.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. This, I feel, is like a real reach, but Kate and Pippa Middleton.
Yeah.
Now, just because she had a hot ass in the white dress, I'm sorry.
But clearly she was comfortable enough that her sister could look hot on her wedding day.
There you go.
Right? Yes. So that's...
But, I mean, how much else do we do of them saying, doing sister things, really?
Well, we saw...
We saw the wedding day.
And then we saw the three of them... like right. Megan in the middle. Megan in the middle. Of the two sisters at Wimbledon recently.
Oh, did we? I didn't watch that.
Which I thought was really cute because it's like you're part of the sister troupe now. Oh. It just seemed – because, you know, there's all this pegging Kate and Megan against each other thing, which they did with Fergie and Di, and it was really destructive and horrible.
Yes.
And I'm sure not anywhere near the truth.
Yes.
And I just thought it was really lovely to see the three of them there together. Yes.
Sister-in-laws.
Yeah.
Having to show for the paparazzi, we're friends.
And that's what your little one might have. Maybe she will have a sister that, you know, one of the boys choose, and she gets to have the sister relationship.
Have an opportunity to make new sisters.
Because I've got three sister-in-laws. Marriage.
Well, there you go.
And they're fab.
I have one.
Yeah?
Do you know? She just had a baby.
Oh, that's so exciting.
My kids just got their first cousin.
That's so amazing.
By my sister-in-law. I know.
That's amazing.
And he's fresh.
Oh.
He's like 3 weeks old. Oh. Busy. See, there you go.
I just want to squish him. Like, my hands are, honestly.
Stop it. And my sister-in-law and the kids went and met the baby, and they were just, like, so cute. It was like they were meeting Jesus. They were just like, oh. And my sister-in-law said to my kids, they were like admiring him, and she said, do you want to like see the favorite place that I have on his body? And he was like 3 days old, mm-hmm. and she's like, the little soft skin like underneath between where his neck meets his shoulder, and she's like, put your finger in there and feel it. And they're like, it's the softest thing I've ever felt. It's like so amazing. They're so excited to have cousins.
That is,
it's
like beautiful.
So amazing.
So she's like the queen of all things now that she's given them a cousin.
I know. And everyone's healthy and well and doing good.
That is excellent.
Yes.
See?
Well done to my sister-in-law.
There's another potential cousin-in-law there for little girl to have a sister there.
Totally. They'll be at Wimbledon one day.
They will.
Okay.
Eating strawberries and cream.
Now,
yeah.
Why does this still come up on the hot hits? Paris Hilton and Nikki Hilton.
Wow. Are they still a thing?
Well, I saw a thing that was like, so For our generation, they were a thing. For this generation, it's the Hadid sisters.
Yes, that's true.
So I actually saw a thing that was kind of like, do you remember 20 years ago it was these famous rich model-y sisters? Now it's these famous rich model-y sisters. And then just for a little bit of fun, some sporting ones.
Ooh.
Venus and Serena.
How beautiful is that relationship?
I know, totally. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah, I really love watching them when they were first coming up as teenagers and doing the whole circuit and doing their interviews and like support each other all the way through.
I want to beat you, but incredible. I love you.
I know, totally.
I loved it.
Which is quite a thing to navigate.
It is.
And then here's where I'm like totally dumb and don't follow sport these days, but the Aussie sister swimmers.
Yes.
You know their names, don't you?
Bronte and Kate Campbell.
There you go.
I knew
you'd
have
it on the tip of your tongue. They weren't on the list, but I went, those are the sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the same. Really supportive and lovely to each other.
Yeah.
Mm, gorgeous.
Speaking of which, shout out to Ash Barty. She's listening.
Oh, my God, she's amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, because she's a human in the world and she's a sports person. That's true. What I mean? These things are not mutually exclusive.
Mm.
Male tennis players, if you're listening.
Mm. So we're going to come full circle.
Mm.
Competition.
Mm.
Special strengths.
Yes.
Bonding together.
Mm.
Sisters backing sisters. Sisters doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
And each other.
Yeah.
Is that a good place to finish?
It is a beautiful place to finish. And now that you mentioned that, I have to find the Kylie Danny Young Talent Time special.
Stop.
I can still see it in my mind.
All right.
My sister and I thought it was amazing.
I'm going to write it down. Kylie Danny. And by the way, when we were coming here, I was reminded that we were going to post who wore it best bumps.
Oh, God, yes, yeah, sorry.
And we didn't do it.
Okay, I will find my bump picture today.
I thought of it and I was like, oh, you know, where is it?
Actually, it'll be in my memories very soon because my nephew was born one day different to my son. So their birthdays are a day and a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
So we had his first birthday when I was very heavily pregnant with small two.
Love it.
So this is around this time. So memory will come up and I will be able to
gorgeous.
Grab it.
Is it a posing one? Are you cupping the bump? We need
there
that.
There is no room for my arms to go anywhere, frankly. There's just a whole lot of belly.
Do we see the fat face in the...
And horizontal. I was wearing horizontal stripes.
Yes.
Like, who does this?
Yes. Of course you were. Because you're just like, I'm pregnant. I'm just laying it all out there.
All
it's happening.
It. Yep, absolutely. We'll find it.
All right. And we are taking a brief break.
We are.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know when we'll be back.
Well,
after a
few
months.
Won't we? Don't we normally...
Six yeah.
weeks-ish.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. You'll miss us. It'll be long enough for you to miss us and be excited for us to come back.
When the springtime begins to bloom, we will also
bloom.
Bloom.
Oh,
all right.
My word.
And until then, hug your sister.
Hug your sister. I will tonight.
Oh, lovely.
And hug your babies.
Hug your babies.
And be kind to yourself.
You should indeed.
And each other. And we will see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Bloss, what's the best thing about having a sister?
You put me out of my comfort zone and make me do things for your podcast. we get to go and eat meatballs together at IKEA.
We do.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I miss that.
That is awesome. You have someone to talk about other people with.
They do. Sisters is cool and I love it and I love you.
I love you. You're all right.
You're
my favorite. You're my only one, but I'd still choose you as my favorite.
I love you.